रहे हैं डकार।
हेलो, आई एम गीतांजलि एंड दिस इज माय फूड पॉडकास्ट डकार। आई जस्ट केम बैक फ्रॉम अ फैमिली वेडिंग एंड एज यू ऑल माइट नो, एनी बॉम्बे पर्सन व्हेन कम्स बैक फ्रॉम अ विंटर डेस्टिनेशन हैज अ फूड हैंगओवर एंड अ ब्लॉकिंग नोज। वेल, दैट मक्के की रोटी सरसों का साग विद लोडेड बटर टेस्टेड सो डिफरेंट बैक देयर मैन। My Insta stories were flooded with winter foods and lots of adrak wali chai, if you noticed. I had to pay over luggage because of those gud ki gajaks and laddus, my lord. Imagine. So my day there used to start by reading newspaper in the morning under the sun in the lawn where my mum used to de-seed fresh peas. Evenings were about getting cozy and having a warm bowl of green soup. I guess that's an apt small town scenario in winters. So I just came back with all that food in my tummy and food on my mind. And with New Year just around the corner, I got to know that beer supply in Mumbai is suspended due to manufacturer's tussle with the excise department. Looks like 2017 wasn't really a great year for hoteliers, where from liquor ban on highways to GST to now having beer shortage, भैया नज़र उतारो कोई फूड इंडस्ट्री की और मेरे गले की भी। Moving on, last month before I left for the wedding, I went for the launch party of Fitox because they apparently had a 1 month detox challenge, okay? So yes, this is one of kind of a tea by Sophie Chaudhary. So in our next segment, let's hear what she has to say about this. And you never know, this might help you plan your New Year resolution better and get you in shape.
Mic check, 1, 2.
Pet Pooja, Kyan Bhandar.
So hi Sophie, welcome on the show.
Hi, thanks so much for having me here.
So first thing first, are you a coffee pe date person or are you chai pe charcha person?
I was known for my coffee pe date when it was the time of pyar ke side effects. But with time I learnt, even though coffee is great, caffeine is not the best thing for you. And actually this year I gave up chai completely and only switched to herbal tea. Which is precisely what brings us to this very special moment today.
We have seen you for years now, you know, excelling in various fields from being VJ to singer to actress and now getting associated with this tea brand. What made you move in this direction?
Well, actually, this is an amazing story. So a lot of people don't know that I actually do come from a business family anyway. In fact, if I'd followed my family path, I'd be in business, not Bollywood. My family set up the first ghee and cooking oil factories in the UK back in the 60s and 70s. And they were a huge success. So actually I'm a ghee baby. And when it comes to this wonderful product today called Fitox, I'm not just the face, nor am I just associated, I'm a partner. So the only way I can say how much I believe in a product is because I put my own money into it. And there's no greater endorsement than that. When the team came to me, actually the irony is that the team came to me and asked me to just be the face of the product, and I loved it so much I said I would love to be deeper associated. And at that time there was no name. We had not finalized on the formula. It was just an idea. And at the idea stage, I got involved as a partner. So yes, I'm somebody who believes in fitness and health and wellness. And I think that in today's day and age, in this very toxic environment that we live in, everybody wants to detox, but nobody knows how to. People associate detoxing with starving, with juicing, with feeling miserable. And that's not really what detox is. It's meant to make you look and feel great. And so hence we came up with Fitox, which is a 30-day program where you drink this morning tea every day for 30 days and the night tea alternatively for 15 days. And I guarantee you will lose weight, you'll get rid of bloating, and you'll get rid of your water retention. And that is for sure.
So what exactly is Fitox?
Fitox is an Ayurvedic tea with 21 ingredients in it. So it's not green tea. It's the best of India, really. It's everything from obviously white tea and oolong, but to our regular herbs, like everything from fennel and mulat tea and licorice and all that kind of stuff, in the correct doses. And I'm not going to reveal our formulas. But basically, Fitox is something you have once in the morning. But people I know are going to love it so much that they're going to want to drink more of it through the day. And the best thing about it is that it has no side effects. It's only got positive effects. But initially, we recommend just having it once in the morning and then once at night, every other night. So I have my own little travel pack that I keep with me because I'm always on the go and I don't want to miss out on it. But we're going to come up with a really cool way to remind people to drink their Fitox. So they're probably going to get a message on their phone from us. programs just to remind them that good morning, time to drink your Fitox, and good night, have your tox before you sleep. Yeah.
Acha, tell me 5 places where Sophie Chaudhary can be spotted having tea.
1, on my own balcony and terrace, which is what I love doing in the morning with my beautiful puppy Tia. 2, probably on a flight, because I like to stay hydrated, and like I said, I don't drink coffee, so I would rather have my herbal tea. 3, on a tea date, which I now call a party, with my friends. 4, in my bed, before I sleep at night, I'd have my tox tea. And 5, probably on a shoot, because that's what keeps me going. You know, I was shooting just yesterday and the tea kept me energized and happy and it made me feel great. So, yeah.
Sophie, I'm curious to know, do celebrities like you have cheat days?
You know, actually, I don't believe in a cheat day as such, because I think if you're really craving for something and you really want it, then have a bite of it. And I've always lived my life like that. So I'm a big fan of dark chocolate and I probably have a piece a day. And I don't think too much about it. I just make sure that I'm otherwise healthy, and I'm otherwise, I go for my walks or I go to the gym, or by and large, I tend to eat healthy. But if I feel like I have a sweet tooth, so if I feel like having a dessert, I will definitely have at least half of it or a bite of it. I may not finish it. And when it comes to cheat days, it works for some people. And if that works for you, great. I mean, if you can be good all week and on that one day go crazy and you feel better about that, then stick to that. I'm somebody who prefers to do things in chota doses. So if today I feel like having a bite of a pizza, I'm going to have it. Kal dekha jayega.
What is your lifestyle mantra?
I don't believe in dieting, and I don't believe in exercising like a crazy person for a short period of time. I just believe that fitness is a lifestyle. So you need to find a diet that works for you in the long term, not something that just works for a short term. Something that you're comfortable with and you can maintain. I don't believe in starving. I love food too much to do all of that. But I think we're all sensible enough to know what are the healthy options, what are the healthier choices. So I think that's what we need to do. Just make those correct choices. And I definitely believe you need to indulge in some kind of physical activity. Even if it's just a walk down your street, even if it's a run up your stairs. If it is the gym, great. Pilates with Yasmin Karachiwala is what I swear by. If it's dancing, whatever it is, you need to find something that you like and do it as regularly as you can if you want to be a fit. That doesn't mean skinny. I don't subscribe to the idea of being skinny and starving and any of these things. I just believe in leading a fit, healthy lifestyle, and this is the way to do it.
Tell me something, world is getting back to Ayurveda. What do you have to say about that?
But aren't we so fortunate to be living in this beautiful country which has Ayurveda? And I think the amazing thing is very often we are also enamored by the West, and the West is enamored by us. They are always talking about our Ayurveda and how fabulous our things are, and we're forever looking at them, which is why, the concept of detoxing with tea is not alien abroad. They do it. But it's not something that's heard of in India. And that's why we were really proud that with Fitox, actually, we're the only ones who have made an Ayurvedic detox. That's never existed before. And why not? We live in India. We have the best ingredients here available to us. It's part of our culture. It's part of our science. And it's something we all know. It's great for our bodies. It works for the Indian body. I mean, if it works for the Western body, it sure as hell works for the Indian body. So I think it's really exciting that we're able to do that and bring something like this to the market, especially when people are turning to Ayurveda. And right now, of course, India is our first market. And we look forward to going to the Middle East and then taking it global.
Thank you so much, Sophie.
Thanks, Satan. Thank you. Hope you love the tea.
Absolutely. Can't wait to take up this challenge. And all you guys, thanks for listening me. Please always hit me back with suggestions and feedbacks or whatever you want me to talk about. On our next episode, we'll have a celebrity fitness instructor. So make sure to tune in right here on Dakar on Book My Show Jukebox or on iTunes or on Audio Boom. My Insta handle is Dakar123, where you can see me eating and tag me on all your food scenes as well. And most importantly, do not forget to share, like, rate and review my channel. Bye for now.